13. Norfolk floats their boat. Step aboard the Golden Mean to meet a family afloat and a very unusual guide dog.
Imagine living on a boat. Imagine bringing up your children on a boat on the Broads. Oh, and you homeschool. And one of you is blind. And the boat is also home to a guide dog and a shifting roll call of family pets. Hilary Harrison, her husband Thomas and their children Digby and Celeste live on their sailing barge, Golden Mean, on the River Yare. Three rivers have been their home, and their ever-changing outside space, sanctuary, swimming place in summer and wildlife wonder all year round. When I spoke to Hilary, the family were moored a few miles east of Norwich, but about to move again. Hilary and Thomas held their wedding reception on the Golden Mean. Celeste was born on board, and the boat has been the family's home on the Thames and on the Waveney and the Yare in Norfolk. When they moved to Norfolk 15 years ago, the children were tiny, just a baby and a toddler, nicknamed Port and Starboard. Their great voyage took them along the Thames through central London, out into the North Sea and up the East Anglian coast, coming inland through Alton Broad. "I long for the wide open skies and faraway horizons of my childhood home," said Hilary, who grew up in Wiverton near Blakeney. Some people said we were completely mad with Thomas blind to live on a boat, to bring up our children on a boat. But both Thomas and Hilary were happy around boats. Hilary sailed as a child in Blakeney, and Thomas enjoyed a boating holidays and sailing at school and university. Their own children have never lived anywhere else, never known anything but the gentle lap of currents and tides rocking them to sleep, waking to the calls of ducks or geese, with kingfishers, otters and even the occasional seal among their neighbours. The family spent 13 years on the Waveney, but sometimes they change address for just a few hours, perhaps to moor beside a pub or a riverbank to meet friends or tie up close to a favourite swim spot. As they arrive, it will be Hilary who is driving, with Thomas ready to throw ropes ashore, directed by Hilary's shouts. He stands on the boat and gets a loop of rope ready to throw over a post. "On the Thames, we had to do locks too," said Hilary. "In a small boat, people offer to help, but in a bigger boat like ours, they assume we're experts and they don't know that Thomas is blind." Thomas lost his sight whilst still a student due to a genetic condition. He completed his engineering degree but was already blind when he and Hilary first met as volunteers for the Samaritans. She went on to train as a teacher and Thomas landed a job with the London Underground. Living in crowded city house shares, they began daydreaming about setting up home together in a boat. The dream became reality when the couple found a fine three-sailed seafaring barge built to skim between Hebridean islands, moored on the Thames just west of London. The wood-panelled rooms beneath the deck include a galley kitchen and comfortable living area, a saloon, wet room and cabins. There's a wood burner for heating and hot water, portholes and skylights for daylight, and views of water and birds flying over or starry night skies, and entire riverbanks for outside space. Thomas navigates staithes, pontoons and paths with his guide dog and white stick. An engineer by inclination and education, he's always been the maintenance man, feeling his way around the inner workings of the boat to diagnose and repair any problems. He looks after the engine, mends the boiler, organises sails and ropes and sorts leaks, all by touch. After many years working for London Underground, he now has a job troubleshooting websites for clients to ensure that they're accessible to blind and partially sighted people. Thomas's first guide dog, Magic, arrived when Digby was a baby and Celeste was not yet born. He was perhaps the only boat-dwelling guide dog in the country. 2 years after Magic retired, Thomas was paired with Chester, who was joined on board by the family's pet border collie, Moses. "After settling in Norfolk, the pet-to-person ratio started to increase," said Hilary. Over the years, the Golden Mean has been home to guinea pigs, whose cage slotted neatly into a cabin cubbyhole, and lop-eared rabbits, who graduated from boat rabbits to a riverbank run, and family-hatched and released ducklings and quail. Hilary, who was homeschooled herself as a teenager, boat-schooled the children until very recently, when both teens enrolled in college in Norwich to complete public exams. She also ran musical theatre groups for children and for adults with special needs in Beccles and Loddon for 10 years, and has written a book about the family's life on board the boat. "As soon as we say we live on a boat, people are fascinated," said Hilary. Her book, Rock the Boat, with a cover designed by Celeste, satisfies some of that curiosity. But Hilary said that in many ways, boat life is not so different from living in a conventional house. When the children were young, the door up to the deck was kept shut, just as people close their front doors. None of the family has ever fallen in, and the discipline of living on a boat is helpful for Thomas, with everything having to be kept, well, shipshape. It's a very orderly environment. Cupboards are built in and click shut. Everything has a place, and we have not got room for clutter, said Hilary. We have to be careful about what we buy, operating on a one-thing-in, one-thing-out basis. She said lack of space was perhaps the biggest downside of boat life, and with the children preparing to branch out into landlubber life, the family is now mooring closer to Norwich or to a railway link into the city and beyond. Thomas and Hilary are Christians, and the boat is sometimes a church as well as home, with people from the Garden Church network across Norwich joining them on the boat or a riverbank for get-togethers. For more information on them, you can see garden-church.org. They're also musicians, with Thomas playing the guitar and Hilary keyboards. Hilary particularly loves summer on Golden Mean, when their domain includes the river for swimming and grassy riverbanks for picnicking and playing. "I grew up on the Arthur Ransom books," she said. "We don't own any outdoor space, but there is a great sense of space. You're just so aware of nature. It's a bit like Narnia if you were at a marina where you pass through a barrier. You go into a different world."